Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, John Evans of the 5th Legislative District in Erie and Crawford Counties. Representative Evans, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week we'd like to talk about a measure that would lower the amount of cost that National Guardsmen pay for hunting and fishing licenses here in the Commonwealth. This is your committee, so tell us about where this is leading and why we're doing this.
Well, it's an effort to make it easier for members of the Pennsylvania National Guard to take advantage of reduced fees for fishing and hunting licenses. It's a bill that I have sponsored that has gone through my committee, and it actually has been voted on by the full House and was passed unanimously. Two proposals that I've sponsored to make necessary adjustments to the state law. It's a small way that we can show our armed forces personnel that Commonwealth citizens value the bravery and contributions of their services. These bills will reduce the required overseas deployment time of armed forces personnel in order to receive reduced fee hunting and fishing licenses.
How is the current law set up, and how are we making this change?
Well, currently under state law, active duty military personnel must be deployed at least 180 consecutive days to receive a reduced fee license. House Bills 1236 and 1237 would reduce the required deployment time to 60 days, so it may also include members of the Air National Guard and Reserve, who are generally deployed for less time than the required 180 days in the statute. Those proposed changes will affect hundreds of military personnel, and by making the changes now, no additional legislation is going to be needed to account for any possible future cuts in the length of deployment assignments of our valued servicemen and servicewomen.
And I know that this is going to improve the amount of hunters and fishermen we have in the Commonwealth. And another thing that we're doing to deal with that is discussing Sunday hunting. This is a topic that has been bandied about for several years now, and you're tackling it. I understand you're having some hearings about that, and one's upcoming. Talk to us about that.
Yes, it certainly is a controversial issue. That's an understatement, but I can tell you that we are going to have our third and final hearing on the Sunday hunting issue in Harrisburg at the state capitol Thursday, October 27th. That will begin at 10 a.m. And the two public hearings we held earlier this year in Somerset and Northampton counties included testimony from interested organizations that both support and oppose the expansion of Sunday hunting. And these hearings are an important part of the lawmaking process, and it allows committee members to ask questions of the groups appearing before the committee. And thus far, we've heard both the advantages and the disadvantages of allowing Sunday hunting in Pennsylvania. But if you are interested in listening or viewing some of that hearing, it will be streamed live. You can link on it at my website at repevans.com. And we also anticipate that PCN will be covering this hearing for broadcast at various times on the PCN cable network schedule.
Representative Evans, thank you for this informative report to your constituents. And tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, John Evans.